Hello, who am I speaking to?
Maria.
Maria, hello Maria. It's Mr. Cordell speaking, Simon Cordell.
Okay, hello.
Just wondering
Simon.
If you've ever had any dealings with any of my caseloads before? Any
No, I don't
emails,
think so.
anything, any talk, but any meetings, anything in regards to me, Mr. Simon Cordell? Maria.
I can't recall, I'm afraid. I'm just the receptionist, so I just pass messages,
okay.
Really. So
okay, I hope you're having a good day then. I hope you haven't. Is it possible to speak to Goody, or is it Simon Clerk that's in charge of this department?
Simon's not around at the moment. If I can put you through.
It is Simon. Is it Simon Clerk his surname?
Clark.
Clark. Simon Clark. Okay. And who is it? Who's in charge of his stationary duties at present?
Well, Amal's
the one
that.
Pardon?
Amal.
Amal. What is his surname? Oh, a lady, a Mel Humphrey, I apologise.
No, Humphrey.
Humphrey. Is she, so,
Humphrey,
okay.
Pomfrey.
Pomfrey, oh, thank you. Who is the director of the department? The legal director?
There's no director here. I don't believe there's a director here.
To any company... Yeah, just between me and you, like, off the records, we'll say. There's only six structures in business, yeah? So, like, there'll be a limited company. There's one called a CIC. Just for our own education, there's one called a CIC, which is a community interest company. A CIA, which is like a football interest, a football association, CIA. There's only six structures, and every one of them has to have a legal director and a secretary to register that company. Different ones hit different tax brackets, and different ones are run under the Local Government Act 2000, like this one here, or they can be run under a community interest company, so forth. But everyone has to have a director. They all get their accounts done by the Treasurer Attorney, General Attorney, who's Hugh Gills now, himself at 1 Kembledon Road. And I would like to get a director and the company number's name to Barnet Enfield. And I'd also like to know if it's possible to speak to a gentleman called Goody. Amal will do perfectly if you've got Amal, please, and Goody afterwards. Hello?
Yes, if you give me your number, I'll pass it on to Amal.
Is it possible to speak? I'll give you my contact number. I think it's already on the case files. Is it possible that I can give you an email instead and ask him to contact me by email?
If you prefer.
Wired. WIRED. At. And then just a simple Y, then the word mail, M-A-I-L, .com.
M-I-A-L,
mail.
M-I-L-E, I. No. Sorry, I'm not understanding what you're saying. Sorry, you said
my email is RE, which the full email is rewired at wiremail.com. So RE,
underscore.
Underscore, then wired, the word wired, WIRED,
right.
Then the at sign, and then the letter word, and wire on its own, then the, wire, and then mail, M-A-I-L, M for mother,
M-I-
A for alpha,
A.
I for Injingo, and L for Lima.
wiremail.com.
Yeah, that's correct. Is it possible to speak to Goody then, please? He's asked me to contact him. I've got a letter here asking, giving me an appointment, and Hello, how are you doing, Goody?
Fine, Matthew. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's not such a happy New Year. I'm still trying to resolve the problems that I was talking to you about on the recording that we were talking about me being held in my house illegally with no signatures, and I'm quite upset, Goody. I just received I got pulled in by the police again, them trying to cover up all of this stuff that's happening in the missing, with the missing signatures and the timestamps that we talked about in the recording last time when they tried to get me. I got put in a cell the other day, yeah, and I met a nice gentleman that I'd met before, and Rakesh or something, and you know, like, I didn't even really remember nothing bad that he had done to me. He'd never wrote a report like you wrote a report that tried to keep me in hospital, Goody, yeah? And he had never allowed another team to take his caseload on, like you, a day after he went on holiday, like you allowed that to happen. That's a breach. It's a breach of your team's statutory duties. It's neglect. It's not you lot being reasonable people. Yeah, this is a breach of my, of it's fiddly, of duty of care and unfair processing. Yeah. Now, I got very upset and I thought, you know what, there's a lot of lives being destroyed here because I wrote an official report since that day. Every conversation me and you had, and every conversation them doctors breaking into my house with that section 135 when they never had the right, and Elaine breaking down in my front room on the recording saying, oh, we're sorry, we filled it in illegally to cut, and we was trying to help the police to get into your house because, and when she broke down in my front room and the council officers, and I've put all them into a full official report. Remember, I've got 100% traditional words, 100% grammar. Remember, I've got some of the best writing you'll ever see. Yeah, and I'm a very intelligent person. I'm very upset with the way that I got treated. Yeah. Now, the other day when I was in the cell again, I spoke to a Nigerian gentleman, and he reminded me that he had spoke to me before. Now, this is me and you. Yeah. Now, he told me, look, boom, Goody's my good friend, and I think he was listening to me to see who I was writing this report about and who I wasn't writing the report about. I wasn't too bothered, but I'm upset with the things that you've done. I think everyone else in the general public, if they read what your work and read everybody else's work, or your team members, and read what you are doing to me, yeah, which they're going to read it very shortly, yeah. I've done every day since 2006, yeah, every day. I passed this on to friends. I've got other ex-police officers who are in forums reading over my work, and they are screwing themselves, yeah. Yeah, with your work and with all the rest of your teams, including that Simon Clark. Because that Nigerian boy spoke to me in the cell and he treated me with courtesy in that cell, he said, Goody's my friend. Yeah? So I said, okay, cool. I went back home and I sat back here. And I sat back here, Goody, and he made me laugh. The boy made me laugh because he's got a smart head. He's got a real smart head, that Raki. His name begins with an R. Yeah, a Nigerian boy. His name begins with an R. He's got a real smart head on him. I like him, do you know that? And pardon? He come to the cells. He come to Wood Green cell to see me again. That's how he. Yeah, something. I don't even want to know his name. He's a nice person. He likes you as well. He likes you as well. Yeah, he likes you. And he reminded me that you're his good friend and that he's treated me correctly. Yeah. So I come back in. I was looking at this report and I was thinking, oh boy, what's the best thing I can do? I don't want to favour any party in what I'm doing. I'm not supposed to be doing that, but. I'm just not gonna, when I'm writing the problem statements below the transcripts, I'm just not gonna bang it out, yeah? Let me just leave Goody alone. Then I got some funny letter through my door this morning, yeah? I hope you are well, and I also hope you remember me. Goody, I thought that's nice. Goody's nice. Early Information Service received a referral requesting we make contact with you. You wanna make contact with me? Oh, that don't bother me too much. And that you may need some support with your mental health in the community. I done a tribunal and I weren't crazy, yeah? Then you as my care worker allowed a section 117 to get forced into my house in knowing that I got done for a section 2 and knowing that only a section 3 is allowed to have a 117 forced on them. So you sent all them people in forcing medication under the Prescription Medication 2012 Act down my throat, knowing that you were illegally forcing them 117s down my throat. And that you do that to every other person, otherwise they're not allowed to leave St. Anne's Hospital. When you wrote your letter, when I asked you to release me from that hospital, yeah, and you knew that there was nothing wrong with me, remember your report went against me, not with me. Your report was to keep me in that hospital. Yeah?
My report, I think
Yeah? Dr. Abazan and Dr. Malazin and whatever and all the rest of them that come in my house, I don't think they're going to be doctors for much longer. I think we're going to terminate our conversation while I'm going through the Supreme Court in process against you now. Yeah? And I think, because I think it's going to be biased in your decision if you or any of your team members come anywhere next to me. Yeah, have a good day, Goody. Yeah, and do you know what I do, Goody? I have got respect for you still, Goody. And do you know what? I'm still going to have respect for you. I'm going to remember the conversation I had with my brethren. I'm going to remember that we've had this conversation now, and I'm just going to hope that we all just fade away, Goody. Because I'm not crazy. There's nothing wrong. And if you want to read my writing, and you don't want to get served. Some support with your mental health in the community, though. I ain't got mental health. You know that better than anybody. Yeah, you know what it's about. They're trying to get me to cover up the timestamps because they owe me a couple of million pounds. They owe me a couple of million pounds for the damages that they've done in my name and doing a sex scandal in mine and Shannon's name. Me and Shannon have never argued, Lemmy. And me and Shannon have never argued, Goody. Me and Shannon have never argued. I've got all the text messages of me and Shannon talking while they're attacking me. Yeah, I understand that. So I'm just... Yeah, I'm not crazy, I'm just doing my report, and these don't like me doing my report in my house because they understand the problems that they've caused. I ain't got a problem with you, Griffy. You went away on holiday and other people picked up your caseload. Yeah. That's the way that I see it right now. Other people picked up your caseload and they dealt with it while you was away. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm going to have a good day and I hope you have a good day, Griffy.